Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Busy hour. A lot of the Vegas casinos opened up, not all of them. It was a much better performance than we expected, so we are pretty happy. So far, so good. Let's hope it works. So the casinos that were able to reopen, I think they were pleasantly surprised. They might not have been packed, pleasantly surprised. However, not a lot of the social distancing happened. So I think what happened is on paper it worried people more than, but when people just kind of did their own thing and they were, you know, standing next to each other and not having to be as rigid and regimented, I think it worked out. We're also going to talk about AMC theaters. They might not be able to make it. If the shutdown lasts any longer, AMC theaters may be no more. And AMC is where I go to. AMC theaters has nice chairs and they're very comfy, and I like AMC, so we're going to talk about that. Remember, there was a pug that had coronavirus. They said, no, the pug tested negative. The pug never had coronavirus, but the very first dog on U.S. soil having coronavirus ends up being a German Shepherd. So we're going to talk about that. And ibuprofen. Remember how ibuprofen was bad for coronavirus? Now they're looking at studying ibuprofen as a treatment for coronavirus. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm opening this hour with some airing of frustration, because Facebook was kind of fun the last couple months. You guys had us laughing. You guys had some of the funniest memes, and you still do. Okay, I mean, there's still some funny stuff out there. Like one yesterday, oh my gosh, it made me laugh so hard. It was where there was a urinal, and the decal on where to stand, which we're using now for craps tables, was like multiple feet away from the urinal. And so someone was like, okay, well, you know, I'll try it. And it's like, you know, making you like pee feet away from a urinal. Something that I've always been envious that I wish I could do. And then there was another meme of a guy that looks like Santa Claus, and he's sitting there saying, no one's getting blank this year. That I thought was cute. Another one, did we skip the murder hornets? Feels like we skipped the murder hornets. So real cute stuff, really, really funny stuff. However, the last couple days, it hasn't been so funny. The last few days, I am seeing family members go at it. I'm seeing friends and people and radio hosts, not me, thank God, but I just get brutalized because of whether they didn't post anything. One radio host, somebody wrote to them, you've been awfully quiet about BLM. Why didn't you post something? Remember I told you guys with Blackout Tuesday, you had a lot of people going, well, wait a second, do I do a blackout? Do I not? I thought that kind of hurts the cause. You know, you have people that are goading and wanting there to be anger, perpetuating the anger. You know, I'm seeing, there was a relative of mine talking about how President Trump brought back the pandemic. And I mean, whether you like Trump or not, okay, really? Did President Trump cause coronavirus? Really? You know, and then what's really irritating me is seeing pictures of Hitler and President Trump looking like Hitler. And I mean, when people did that with Obama also, you know, and saying, and or Hillary, you know, making them look like Hitler. For anybody who was affected, you know, by Nazi Germany, whether you were Jewish, whether you were homosexual, whether you were a gypsy, whether you were Christian, Catholic, whatever, seeing somebody in terms of, you know, mocking and trying to make an entertaining meme or to try to push your political agenda, being compared to Hitler, Not a good idea, people. All right? Whether you like Hitler, whether you like, I'm sorry, Trump or not, or Obama or not, or whatever, Hitler would take moms and babies, right, and order that they be shot with one bullet where the mom had to hold the baby such that the one bullet would kill both of them. Hitler was responsible for little kids and babies being thrown into fire pits alive. Hitler was responsible for starving, raping millions of people and making them push others to their death. And it just horrible atrocities. And when I see people, you know, compare presidents or politicians to that, okay, I get you don't like them, but you don't understand how offensive that is. Okay, Hitler wanted you dead if you were gay. I haven't heard Trump, Obama, anybody do that. So, stop it. Okay, stop it. So a lot of people are saying they're going to be done with Facebook and social media. You always hear that, and that's not a real big story or a big headline. But to me, it's a bigger side of something. It means we're getting more anti-people. I mean, when you even see family members fight with each other over politics, boy, there are people out there that hate Trump, and there are people out there that love Trump. Boy, are people divided. Who cares? Who cares if you like the guy? Who cares if you don't like the guy, all right? We got to celebrate Thanksgiving one day. We got to celebrate Easter, Passover. I mean, really? And I'm seeing these divides get really vicious. And I mean, why? Why are you allowing a performance, a show, politics? I keep saying this, guys. It's a show. It's fake. Okay? Whenever politicians, you know, need to stir things up and get some media and get some votes, that's what they do. They stir things up. You know, President Trump is very gifted at ticking people off and getting the, the media to jump all over things he says. Don't let something like that destroy your family, destroy friendships. Now, I, for the very first time, lashed out at somebody. I usually don't lash out at people on the internet. But I was getting sick of seeing Hitler. I don't want to be on Facebook and see Hitler and see people compared to Hitler. Okay? I mean, it just diminishes everything my family endured and that. So I did lash out, and I said, look, stop the rhetoric. It's ridiculous. But, guys, if you're really starting to go after each other for stupid stuff like politics, I mean, what the hell happens when the poop really hits the fan? 1-877-DOT-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Well, it's 2020. And this has been probably one of the craziest years I've ever seen in my lifetime. And I don't want to be a alarmist, stupid stuff, keeps happening. And then sometimes stuff we just can't control. So no shock here. I'm not even thinking like anything of it. But, an asteroid, I believe, is supposed to whiz by Earth this weekend. Did you guys hear about this? Yeah. All right. Of course it will. It's just kind of what happens in the year 2020. An asteroid, which NASA estimates to be larger than the Empire State Building, is headed towards Earth's direction. But it will pass our planet on Saturday. NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, JPL, may have labeled the asteroid 163348, a potentially hazardous asteroid, due to its predicted proximity to Earth. the celestial planet killer will actually keep a distance of over 3.1 million miles when it passes. Good. Looks like it's social distancing. Thank you. According to spacereference.org, 2002 NN4 is a relatively small-sized space rock, measuring between 0.254 and 0.568 kilometers in diameter. New York Empire State Building is 0.4432 kilometers in height. So, it's small, much smaller compared to other asteroids. Doesn't sound small to me. Apparently, there was one that came close to Earth. That was over 6,500 feet long, but passed Earth by 4 million miles away. They said this 2002-002-NN4 is labeled an A10-class asteroid, meaning it is among a class of asteroids with an orbit around the sun that could bring it in close proximity to the Earth. They say it's 90%, it's larger than 90% of most asteroids. I don't know much about asteroids. All I know is, like with Armageddon, that was kind of some scary stuff. And, you know, I don't want anything coming near the Earth, close to the Earth, but it looks like they're going to keep a nice bit of distance away. What might not keep any distance away is Tropical Storm Cristobal. Cristobal may be forming into a hurricane. It is crawling over Mexico, and they think it'll track towards the Gulf Coast of the United States this weekend. Expansive threats of flooding rain, coastal flooding, high surf, and strong winds may be making a beeline for Louisiana. Cristobal weakened to a tropical depression today. It is expected to strengthen to a tropical storm by Friday night. It is drifting east-southeastward at less than 5 miles an hour over eastern Mexico's Campeche state, and its center made landfall Wednesday morning just west of Ciudad del Carmen. Now, Cristobal became the record earliest in-season third-named Atlantic storm. Remember, the storms weren't supposed to start until June 1. And Cristobal was it was the third one of the season, I think, before even June 1 hit. This is the earliest in-season, previously held by Tropical Storm Colin back on June 5th, 2016, Tuesday in the southwestern Gulf of Mexico. Cristobal will linger inland, they said, or near the Bay of Campeche coast of eastern Mexico through Friday. Not a lot of winds, not a lot, but once it gets back into the water, then it's going to be drawn northward into the Gulf. It's going to pick up more steam, pick up more water. They said it's going to bring Cristobal center near the northern Gulf coast of the United States Sunday evening or night. So it can hit Texas, it can hit Mississippi. Still is too soon to determine. But according to this picture I'm looking at, it looks like a beeline for Louisiana. All right. We'll keep you guys posted. Obviously not anything good, not anything we need right now. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So there was a report that we had a pug, a little doggy pug, that had coronavirus. I think they now backtracked on that. And they said a German Shepherd in New York has officially become the country's first dog to test positive for novel coronavirus. The United States Department of Agriculture, the USDA, on Tuesday announced that the German Shepherd is the first dog to test positive for SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes a COVID-19 infection. The dog is expected to make a full recovery after it showed signs of respiratory illness. Apparently one of the dog's owners had tested positive for COVID-19, and another showed symptoms consistent with the virus prior to the dog showing signs. A second dog in the household tested positive for antibodies, suggesting it was also likely exposed to the virus, but was not showing signs of illness. So a private veterinary lab first tested the German Shepherd, resulting in the presumptive positive, and then later the National Veterinary Services Laboratories confirmed the results. The German Shepherds are gorgeous dogs. And it's interesting because, you know, we were talking about the pug a while back and why pugs might be more at risk because they have a very short snout and, you know, much easier for the virus to get in. German Shepherds have a long snout, much longer snout, but barely. If there's coronavirus in the house, we think these dogs can pick it up. I mean, I have a dog that loves to stick her snout up my nose. She likes to do kissy mouth. She's just a very loving dog who likes to get up into your face. And so if you do have coronavirus, you can give it to the dog. We do not think the dog can turn around and give it to another family member. But again, it's going to be kind of hard to prove, because if you have coronavirus and there's family members and then you have a dog, and then your other family members get sick, did they get it from the dog or did they get it from you? The only way to tell is if they touch the dog and they aren't around you. So, tricky. So anyway, the news comes after a pug in North Carolina was initially suspected to be the first positive case. Duke University researchers studied it, but they were unable to verify infection in the dog. So now that's gone. We know cats. There were two pet cats in New York that have been infected, as well as a tiger in the Bronx Zoo. There was a separate German Shepherd in Hong Kong that got affected. So animals and coronavirus, why is it such a big deal? Why is it such a big story? Because remember, how coronavirus came to us was originally, we were told, it had to do with bats. Somebody ate a bat, or somebody picked it up from the market in Wuhan, and so it spread from there, even though a lot of us are going, no. Somebody breathed it, or there was some leak, and a bunch of people got it. All right, again, still, nobody's told us, but whenever you have a virus that jumps from animal to human, that makes us very scared, because we aren't equipped to handle new viruses and new bugs, especially something that our animals, you know, get affected by. It's never a good sign. And, you know, this virus, which one thing that all the experts do agree on, the coronavirus did come from bats. How the hell it went from bats to humans is beyond us. And it gets spread. It gets spread by respiratory transmission, it gets spread by saliva, it gets spread on contaminated surfaces. Some people think it even gets spread by sex. This is why Harvard is suggesting that we wear a mask. We don't know if it's so much the bodily fluids as much as more for the respiratory issue, but some people think that COVID does live in the testes and could therefore be in the semen, but studies are still inconclusive with that. So we do not ever want to be in a position where we are sharing viruses with animals and pets. And also, humans don't want to be without a pet. If somebody told me that my dog could give me coronavirus, I don't want to know. I'm not doing anything to my dog. I'm not getting rid of my dog. No, that's not happening. I love my dog. And if somebody said that my dog was a threat, remember, did you guys see the Chernobyl? Did you see the Chernobyl miniseries? Well, I hope you did, because this is going to kind of ruin it for some of you. But if you ever read Midnight in Chernobyl, okay, when everybody had to leave, they were told they were going to leave for a couple days, leave the pets. So the pets were left behind. Well, when the city of Pripyat, when people cannot come back to the city, what do you think happened to the pets? Well, the military arm had to, you know, kill the pets. So I would be on the down low when it comes to what my animals have. I don't think, when they sneeze or cough, I don't think I'd let anybody know, because I don't want anything happening to my cats or dogs if people thought that they had coronavirus. So, you know, we'll keep you guys posted on that. We're hearing in Italy that apparently it clinically no longer exists. The head of a hospital in Milan, Italy, claims that the novel coronavirus no longer exists in the country. Even though, you know, there are people with cases and recovering, apparently they said the swabs that were performed over the last 10 days showed a viral load in quantitative terms that was absolutely infinitesimal, meaning it's gone. Now, that's in Italy. All right, let's hope we follow suit. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The mother of Michael White says Iran is releasing her son from custody. Joanna White broke the news on social media and thanked the State Department for helping her son. The U.S. Navy veteran had been held by Iran for 683 days since his arrest in 2018. Hogan Gidley, principal deputy White House press secretary, tells Fox News,
"This is a great day for America. It's a great day for Michael White. It's a great day for this president. He's worked tirelessly to bring people home, and I've been in the Oval Office many times when those reuniting situations have occurred. It is a somber, sobering, wonderful moment."
Another 1.9 million new claims for unemployment benefits were filed last week. That's according to the Department of Labor. That brings the total to 42.6 million since the coronavirus pandemic began. You're listening to USA Radio News. Folks on the Gulf Coast are keeping their eye on a tropical storm. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Forecasters are predicting the tropical storm Cristobal could turn north and start heading for Louisiana as early as tomorrow. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is now over Mexico and will weaken into a tropical depression again, but will then regain strength over the central Gulf to become a tropical storm again by the weekend. A flood watch has been issued through next Tuesday with heavy downpours expected as the storm is expected to stay off the central Louisiana coast through Sunday morning.
Senators are wondering how colleges and universities can safely reopen as the coronavirus outbreak shows no sign of breaking. Tennessee Republican Lamar Alexander opened a hearing and said university presidents are working overtime to establish safe conditions. There are more than 1.8 million confirmed cases of coronavirus in the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-362-3254. So casinos reopened. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I know a lot of people are like, no, it's going to spread coronavirus. Apparently, we're hearing from, certain spring break and or post-spring break graduation sort of revelries and things like that, that we hadn't seen much of a surge of coronavirus in some states with reopenings, not much of a surge. And again, a surge in cases could also be because they're finally getting tested. So as long as we're not seeing the death rate go up or critical cases, that's a good sign. So in Las Vegas, casinos were supposed to open, some of them, at midnight last night, or early this morning, midnight. Apparently, the Station casinos, Station is huge. Station casinos are like the big local casinos, even though we do get a lot of out-of-towners that love the station because they're kind of off-strip, a lot of the locals really hit these casinos up, because station casinos and the Fertitta family and those that they get Vegas, right? They get us, and they know what we want. We want good food. We want to not deal with tourists when we're trying to get our eats, you know, and we want access to the pool. We want, you know, we want good shows, and we want, you know, good odds. And so, you know, the station casinos open, the D Las Vegas, the D, bravo to them with the way they promoted and tried to fly people out. And they looks like they had a fantastic open. I saw some of the video footage of that. The Golden Nugget, one of the famous older hotels on the strip in downtown. They did really, really well from what I understand. At 8 a.m., the Strat. Now, the Strat is the Stratosphere. I don't know when they decided to call themselves a Strat, but it's called the Strat. Kind of hard for me with a lisp to say, but I'll go with that. Strat opened this morning. South Point, El Cortez. El Cortez was the one that was kind of famous in terms of everybody seeing what the new blackjack tables would look like with the plexiglass and all that. The M Resort, again, more of a local place south of the strip. Really, really nice, kind of, you know, high scale. The Venetian is supposed to open at 9 a.m. They're open. Venetian is owned by Sheldon Adelson and company, and it's exquisite. It's like mini Venice. It's one of my favorite hotels. Bellagio did their fountains. Bellagio opened. And so MGM Grand opens in a few minutes. So the casinos reopening have been very, very highly anticipated, not just so much for Las Vegas, but for the country. And I'm not here to defend Mayor Goodman, but this is kind of what she meant. If Vegas handles a reopening without any issues and without coronavirus spiking, other cities can probably follow suit. Vegas just seems to be the barometer, or how she worded it, the control or whatever. And again, I'm not saying that to defend. That was not a very good interview that she had with Anderson Cooper. But this is kind of why people have been watching all over the country what happens in Vegas. Casinos were closed 78 days. Very, very devastating, especially since they make millions upon millions and millions of dollars per hour. So to be closed 78 days, we've been very nervous about how we'll be able to reopen. So opening night, looking busy, great sign, all right? But for Las Vegas, we've never wanted to just be about tourism or, you know, boobies and lap dances and things like that. I mean, we've wanted to be an entertainment mecca. We've expanded our industry to include clubs, to include the Vegas Golden Knights, you know, sports, to include the Las Vegas Raiders, to include a lot of our outdoors. We got Red Rock, Canyon, you know, we have Mount Charleston, we have a lot of outdoors. You know, Las Vegas has a lot to offer, but unfortunately it's still tourism. And tourism is our main artery, it's our main umbilical cord. And so when that was severed for 78 days, we did starve. I mean, it was bad. Luckily, some of the casinos kept paying their employees. Luckily, unemployment for the most part kicked in for many of them, but it couldn't last much longer. The thing is it all depends what's going to happen over the next few weeks. Now, in the summer, Vegas still holds its own. It's not our busiest season. It's hot. Like, it's about 108 degrees right now. So you really don't see a lot of people leaving cooler weather to come down to the heat, unless there's something to draw them. The pools, being able to meet people, having that, you know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas sort of idea, being able to drink and hook up and see a show and all that. Vegas is limited. You know, right now what ended up happening is last night we attracted people who wanted to gamble and people who wanted to support Vegas and wanted to get out of Dodge. All right, is that going to be enough? We need it to be enough. And what's going to be kind of interesting, and some people think this is a bad thing, some people think this is a good thing, is we in Vegas are going to be laying low on the whole fear-mongering and all that. You know, we're not going to be reporting, oh, we're going to spread disease, we're going to spread disease. We're going to be like, come to Vegas, come to Vegas, come to Vegas. And so there's going to be some distrust when people hear that casinos and everybody are putting safety first. They are. The casinos have really changed things around, and I was in a nail salon. I got my nails done yesterday. Went into a nail salon. It's amazing. They had plexiglass. They had hardly anybody in there because, again, they were, you know, doing the social distancing and all that. I don't know how these salons can survive with less people and less volume, but it was doable. I mean, the world isn't ending, but I got to tell you something. When I was looking at these videos, and I want to hear from you guys, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, people weren't social distancing. And it's interesting because when salons reopened, the cosmetology board did spot checks on a lot of them to make sure they were social distancing. I don't know if that's also happening with gyms. I'm hearing a lot of the gyms got slammed, but I think they're supposed to still have, you know, all the equipment separated by a certain amount. In order for casinos to open, you know, they had to show that they were maintaining social distancing. And the reason why it took forever for the casinos to open is because the Nevada Gaming Board had to prove to the governor and to the LEAP board and whatever in our neck of the woods that they could do that. They could maintain social distancing. Well, when you do see the videos, in the areas that were busy, it was kind of business as usual. You know, a lot of us were pessimistic about it because we didn't think people could social distance. How do you open up a casino? How do you have that party life, party atmosphere, forcing people to stand 6 feet apart? Well, what ended up happening is they just didn't. Which means, and this is what we talked about, it's going to be a leap of faith. What's going to eventually happen is authorities are going to be like, you know what, whatever. From what I understand, when I was on KBC radio with John Phillips, he said that Venice Beach and Manhattan Beach, nobody's social distancing. The cops are sitting there, standing there, and they're not going to arrest, or they've even said they're not going to arrest. So if people look the other way and allow business as usual and allow people to stand next to each other, then I think it's going to work. If we start to get an uptick of cases or we start to hear that, oh my gosh, we've got to go back to social distancing, we're going to be in trouble. And so the success of Vegas is kind of paramount. There's a lot riding on this because we need to know if we could start going back to hockey games. We need to know if we could start going back to, having Raiders, you know, play and have fans. If we show the country that Vegas knows what they're doing and Vegas could keep people safe with casinos being open and playing craps and there being alcohol, then that's kind of a sign that COVID isn't as much of a fear and doesn't need to close a city down. But it's going to be all on the casinos. It's going to be all on the staff. It's also going to take people out of Vegas coming in and taking that leap of faith. Okay, there's, I think, $30 rooms. There's a lot of discounts now. Okay, if you ever wanted a cheap Vegas vacation, now is the time. Okay, you'll get a great room. You'll get great access to the pool. You'll get a great view of the strip. You'll get great access to the strip because there's not a lot of people on the strip right now. It's a good time to come to Vegas, but it's going to take people just taking that leap of faith and not being scared. I'm thinking we're going to have a slew of people from California hopefully coming this weekend. Before we get international travel, again, we need to prove that we could do it right domestically. And, you know, so far so good. 1-877-DOCSALLY. Don't go away.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL.
Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong.
Okay, yeah, I'm kind of wondering what happened here. I thought ibuprofen was supposed to be a no-no for coronavirus. Then we were like, nah, there's nothing wrong with ibuprofen. It's okay if you take ibuprofen. You're not going to be more at risk for coronavirus. Now, they want to study ibuprofen. Thank you for joining us on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a trial in the UK is going to assess whether a modified form of the anti-inflammatory drug ibuprofen, or brand name Motrin, can help alleviate breathing issues from coronavirus. The team from London's Guy's and St. Thomas Hospital and King's College will study whether three doses of liquid ibuprofen and coronavirus could lessen the severity and progression of lung injury. If successful, that could help lower hospital stays and fewer patients in need of ventilators, because once you go on the ventilator, we're hearing that doesn't really bode very well. The trial is called Liberate, and it's recruiting patients and estimates a total of 230 participants, male or female, who are at least 18 years old, according to a database. The estimated completion date for the study is May 2021. So ibuprofen was controversial early on. French officials had originally told us to not take it because it could worsen the effects of the virus. Then the World Health Organization followed suit with the opinion. Then they retracted it, all right? And they found that there was insufficient evidence to conclude that ibuprofen could worsen the symptoms. Now they're thinking, oh, it could help. Why? Why the about change? Well, it's an anti-inflammatory. Remember we talked about how a lot of the issues that people are having with the COVID and what's happening with the lungs is more, you know, maybe more of an inflammatory response. Also, maybe ibuprofen causes more bleeding. Maybe it has something to do with the coagulopathy. It's not like aspirin, but there still could be, you know, maybe some of those properties. And why not? It's cheap. I mean, you know, people have been using ibuprofen for lupus and arthritis. Maybe it's not so much the Plaquenil, the hydroxychloroquine, as much as maybe it's some of the anti-inflammatory agents. Yes, we do give prednisone. People always ask, why aren't they giving prednisone? They are. They're using steroids when they treat these patients. Hydroxychloroquine, there's been more and more reports saying that they're not entertaining hydroxychloroquine as a treatment or a preventative. Donald Trump had been taking hydroxychloroquine to prevent COVID-19. I still think it's an adjunct and it does treat patients, because we do have data showing patients did well on it. Maybe it's luck of the draw, maybe it's coincidental. But in terms of can you take hydroxychloroquine as a preventative measure, no. We're going to be talking about this a little bit later this week. Your blood type could put you at higher risk for the virus or not. They find that if your blood type A positive, you might be more at risk for respiratory failure than if you are blood group O. Apparently, a study looked at chromosome 9 on the ABO blood group locus, and they found that A-positive participants were at 45% increased risk for respiratory failure. Individuals who were blood group O were at 35% decreased risk for respiratory failure. I'm blood group B. I don't even know what they came up with that. I'll have to try to read the study. These studies are kind of hard to read. They use a lot of big language. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Okay, so movie theaters in Las Vegas and Nevada opened up, I believe, about a week ago. I'm not sure what they showed. I don't know if a lot of them did open up. They'd have to tape off certain chairs. They'd have to probably not show the, you know, there's not a lot of films that were released, obviously, because Hollywood was shut down. My guess is they probably showed Home Alone, right? Because that's kind of what we've all been doing. But AMC Theaters is the world's biggest movie theater chain. And people have been kind of eyeing them as to what are they going to do? Are they going to be able to withstand what happened with coronavirus? And yesterday they had said that there was, quote, substantial doubt it can remain in business after closing locations across the globe. The theater chain closed its theaters earlier this year. They've been closed for about, in my neck of the woods, about 70 days. They lost between $2.1 billion and $2.4 billion in the first quarter. Company said revenue fell $941.5 million, which is down roughly 22% from $1.2 billion in the same quarter last year. They said the situation has gotten substantially worse. We are generating effectively no revenue. AMC is going to continue to monitor the potential lifting of various government operating restrictions, but added that the chain has serious challenges if the restrictions are lifted. Again, this is what we talked about. You know, can a store function at half capacity or quarter capacity? In Texas, they're going to open up stadiums with a quarter of the fans. Well, if that's what you need just to break even with the food courts and stuff, then, is it even worth opening back up? Also, a lot of studios are holding back new films. So studios want to release a film. Timing of film release is everything. If it comes out the same weekend as another blockbuster, it's in trouble. I mean, what's ideal for the film industry is, to be released, let's say Mother's Day weekend, and it's kind of a chick flick or a mommy movie. Something like that works. Or like Christmas. To have a Christmas movie themed movie once the kids are out of school, timing is perfect. But if you are competing neck and neck with another movie, or you're going to have a lackluster showing, your movie beat out 7 weeks, it just doesn't seem to work. Now, for me, I don't care. I'll see a movie 2 months out. But for the average person, no, they want an opening weekend. So, a lot of movie theaters aren't going to have that opening weekend. And so they're going to have to gamble with one of their movies going out. Now, I want to see A Quiet Place 2. I want to see the next 007. So I don't give a heart and doot when those movies get released. But, if I have to sit separated from my kids, that's fine. They make noise and grunting sounds and, spit, on the popcorn. And then I have to eat wet popcorn. I don't know what they do. So I'm fine sitting by myself at a movie theater. But I think a lot of other people are like, a lot of people, by the way, are sick of movies. If you told me, Dahlia, let's go to the movies tonight, I'd be like, I've been watching Netflix for months now. I'm kind of sick of TV. I'm kind of sick of movies. I want to get out. So, I don't know. Apparently, the company's stock rose 4% after initially declining 8% on morning trading. Mulan was supposed to be released. Wonder Woman 1984, F9. Wasn't there also supposed to be another Top Gun? So we'll see what happens there. Apparently Universal did release Trolls on demand. It caused a big feud between the studio and AMC. And so I guess AMC has now banned Universal movies from its theaters. Because, again, AMC was kind of hoping on these movie releases so people would flock to the theaters. And instead, Universal needed to make money, so they offered online, I guess, streaming. So, coronavirus, like I said, it's going to take, whether it's with the casinos, the movie theaters, this leap of faith where people say, you know what, to heck with it, I'm going out. But you have a lot of people that really have no desire to go out. Not only because they're scared of coronavirus, or they have now been so traumatized and worried about every pathogen, but also they don't have a lot of extra money to spend. When I take the kids to the movies, I'm spending $60 to $80 sometimes. That's a lot of money. Now, it might be worth it if it's a good movie, but between the movie ticket and the food and all that, it's just, same thing with going out to eat. These restaurants aren't doing that well because a lot of people don't want to be spending $60, $80 for a family of four. And if prices don't go down, we got a problem. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.